Welcome to Unlock Meaning, the podcast that empowers you to live a purposeful life. I'm your host, David Brulman, and I'm thrilled to have you here, ready to embark on this incredible journey. Each week, I'll share tips and lessons learned from my experiences as a believer, scientist, and humanitarian. We'll explore how to live with passion and make an impact. And more, join me in conversations with inspiring people who have transformed the world by daring to chase big dreams. Thank you for tuning in. Let's unlock meaning in our lives and make every moment count. Bringing your vision to life is not just about dreaming, it's about doing. Get ready to ignite your passion and create the life you deserve. Join me as we explore tips and strategies to make your future self a reality. Welcome back. Today, we're going to dive deep into the art of bringing your vision to life. Are you ready to unleash the power within and turn your dreams into reality? We all have goals and dreams, but not everyone knows how to turn them into reality. Get ready to ignite your passion and create the life you deserve. Join me as we explore tips and strategies to make your future self a reality. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and get ready to live your best life. Make also sure to get my free Unlock Meaning guide. Just use the show notes right below. What's up, people? Today's episode is all about being your future self now. And let me tell you, I was reading Benjamin Hardy's book, Be Your Future Self Now, and it absolutely blew my mind. It's packed with tons of practical tips and strategies for becoming the person you want to be in the future, starting right now. I was so inspired by this book that I had to share my key takeaways with you all. So sit back, grab a pen of paper, and get ready to level up your life. Let's go. Hardy argues that our past does not dictate our actions or behaviors, but instead, we are pulled forward by our future. As human beings, we have the unique ability to contemplate countless potential scenarios for our future, and everything we do is driven by our prospects of the future. Psychologists call this unique human ability perception. All our goals or motivations fit within two categories, approach or avoid. And Hardy notes that 80% of the people are primarily driven by fear or avoidance, while only 20% are driven by approach and courage. But shifting our goals from fear-based reactive to short-term proactive long-term and love-based is the path to a successful and happy life. Our view of our future self is the compass that draws us forward. Moreover, the quality of connection we have with our future self determines the quality of life and behaviors now. The more connected we are to our future self, the wiser decisions we make in the present. And to make the best decisions, we need to reverse engineer from a desired outcome. We should start with what we want and work backwards, thinking and acting from our goal rather than toward it. And once we're clear and committed to our vision, everything will filter through it. We'll see what we're looking for and act what we most want and have decided will be ours. As Dr. Stephen Covey said, mental creation always precedes physical creation. And we should act as though everything we want will be ours. So let's look at a few pitfalls. Pitfall number one, losing hope in the future and meaning in the present. When you lack hope in your future, you lose sight of the meaning and purpose of your present. This can lead to a sense of emptiness and apathy, which can ultimately lead to a loss of motivation and a downward spiral of negative thinking. The pitfall here is allowing yourself to fall into a state of hopelessness, which can have a profound impact on your overall well-being and future success. Benjamin Hardy said, "Purpose provides an unparalleled life force, vibrancy, and zest. Without hope in your future, your presence loses meaning." Pitfall number two, being limited by a reactive narrative about your past. If you allow your past to define your present and your future, you limit your potential for growth and progress. If you're constantly looking back, reacting to past events, and reliving old stories, you're likely missing out on opportunities in the present and limiting your future potential. Instead, focus on creating a new narrative for your life that empowers you and inspires you to reach for new heights. In the words of Hardy, to have a bigger future, have a better past. A reactive narrative about your past limits your future. Pitfall number three, neglecting to set goals and prioritize your future self. Personal growth is a continuous process that requires intentional effort and investment. If you're not actively seeking out opportunities for self-improvement and growth, you risk becoming stagnant and complacent. This can limit your ability to adapt to new challenges and opportunities and ultimately hinder your progress toward achieving your goal. Pitfall number four, making short-sighted decisions due to a lack of connection with your future self. When you fail to connect to your future self, you're more likely to make short-sighted decisions that don't align with your long-term goals. This can lead to missed opportunities and regrets down the road. By staying connected to your vision for the future, you can make more informed decisions that support your long-term progress. And Dan Sullivan said, the only way to make your present better is by making your future bigger. Are you ready for pitfall number five? Getting stuck in urgent battles and small goals. It can be easy to get caught up in the day-to-day task and urgent demand of life, right? But if you're not careful, you may find yourself neglecting the important task that will move you closer to your goals. To quote Hardy again, the only way off the day-to-day hamster wheel is to prioritize the important. To avoid this pitfall, it's important to take a step back and assess your priorities regularly. Make sure you're focusing your time and energy on the tasks that will have the most impact on your future success. Hardy cautions, a massive threat to your future self is simply that you're thinking way too small. Pitfall number six, allowing fear and doubt to keep you out of the arena. The arena represents the challenges, the risks, the opportunities that lie ahead. If you're not willing to step into the arena and face these challenges head on, you risk missing out on the growth, the learning, and achievement that come with taking risks and pursuing your goals. Don't let your fear, doubt, or opinions of others hold you back from pursuing your dreams and creating the future you want. Start now. Don't wait until everything is perfect. In Ecclesiastes, it says, farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they never harvest. Hardy said, spectators are caught in paralysis by analysis, fear, and decision fatigue. The longer you wait, the more you limit your future self. So let's look at how we can bring our vision to life. The first step we should take is have a vivid picture of your future self. To achieve your goals, it's essential to have a clear vision of your future self. This means creating measurable and detailed goals that provide tangible mile markers along the way. Benjamin Hardy wrote, without clarity of where straight is, you'll wander in circles despite thinking you're making progress forward. Without a clear goal for yourself and tangible mile markers, without a clear goal, you wander in circles. How good is that? Despite thinking you're making progress, yes, The more detail and vividness your future self has, the better your chances of achieving it. Step number two, clarify your contextual purpose. Focus on your current context and determine what's most important to achieve or realize in the next 5 to 10 years. I like the questions Hardy suggests. He said, given your current context, what is the absolute most important thing you could achieve or realize right now? This involves connecting with long-term future self, clarifying your purpose through your three major priorities, and setting massive 12-month targets based on those priorities. The further out you imagine, the more informed and strategic you will be. The challenge is having clear priorities. Step number three, eliminate lesser goals. Anything that doesn't take you toward your future self is a lesser goal. Lesser goals are easy and offer a quick reward, but they won't help you achieve your dreams. For instance, watching the latest Netflix series is a lesser goal for me. I'd love to watch the series, but it will not take me closer to my goal. The problem is that we commit to our lesser goals far more than we should. As a result, we'll go after the dopamine kicks instead of committing what will move the needle in our lives. The French writer and poet Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, with the French accent, said it well. Perfection is achieved not when there is nothing more to add, but when there is nothing left to take away. Step number four, ask for exactly what you want. As the saying goes, you get in life what you ask for. This means that if you want something, you need to be clear and specific about what you're asking for. Sometimes you might need to be persistent in your asking. Having a clear picture of your future self helps you specifically ask what you want. And in the Bible, Jesus taught his followers about the importance of asking for what they want. We read in Matthew chapter 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. As believers, we can pray specifically for our vision and ask God to bring it to life. If you want something, you need to ask for it. You need to seek it out and knock on the door until it opens. This means being persistent and not giving up easily. It's no guarantee, though. God is God, and He will give you what He decides to give according to His timing. Step number five, automate and systematize your future self. Asking is not enough. You need to take action. Automating and systematizing your future self means creating habits, routines, and systems that align with your vision and values. By doing so, you can ensure consistency in your actions and progress towards your goals. For example, if your future self is a successful business owner, you can start building habits such as daily goal setting or networking and taking courses on business management. By investing time and effort into creating and maintaining habits and systems that support your vision, you are more likely to achieve your goals. By automating and systematizing your future self, you can also reduce decision fatigue and free up mental energy for other tasks. If you have a morning routine that you follow every day, you don't have to waste mental energy deciding what to do next. You can just follow the routine and start your day with purpose. Ultimately, automating and systematizing your future self is about creating a structure that supports your growth and progress towards your goals. It takes effort and dedication, but the payoff is well worth it. Step number six, schedule your future self. Your identity drives behavior. To achieve your goals and become your future self, you need to schedule your actions and make sure they align with your priorities. Your schedule is a reflection of your priorities, and your time is the clearest indicator of your commitment. So it's crucial to schedule your future self to make progress towards your goals. However, scheduling doesn't necessarily mean filling every minute of your day with work. In fact, scheduling time for rest and recovery is just as important. Psychological detachment from work is a growing concept in occupational psychology that shows the importance of unplugging. If you're always working or always available and never fully recovering, then flow, creativity, and high performance are practically impossible. While it's essential to stay committed and focused on your goals, it's equally important to take breaks and recharge your batteries. Schedule time for activities that bring you joy and help you relax. Spend time with family and friends, exercise, meditate, or pursue hobbies that make you happy. Remember, being busy doesn't necessarily mean being productive. Busy can be a comfort zone despite knowing you're being ineffective. Living busy and trapped in lesser goals allows you to avoid the truth of your future self. So by scheduling your future self, you're taking control of your life and actively working towards your goals. You're making a commitment to yourself and your future, and your actions will reflect your dedication to becoming your future self. Well, folks, that's how you bring your vision to life and making your future self a reality. We have covered some important tips and strategies to help you get started on the path towards achieving your goals. You are a hero of your own story. It's up to you to take charge of your life and create the future you want to see. So keep pushing forward, stay disciplined, and never give up on your dreams. And always remember, the journey towards success is not easy, but it's worth it. So get out there and start making things happen. You got this. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to share it with your friends on social media and leave a review. By doing so, you're helping us reach more people and inspire them to find purpose and meaning in their lives too. We have excellent resources waiting for you on our website, unlockmeaning.com. I look forward to your thoughts, questions, and topic suggestions. Take care and keep unlocking the meaning in your life. See you next time.